Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Biden continues a deadly pro-abortion agenda. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Holly, the Biden administration has a very pro-death agenda. It is radical. The agenda is clearly reflected in the fiscal 2022 budget proposal. It includes eliminating the Hyde Amendment, which will destroy a 40-year-old ban on federal funding for abortions and force taxpayers to pay for the intentional killing of unborn babies.
Of course, we're talking about not only Biden, but Kamala Harris, Becerra, Obama, all those people that have been pushing this pro-agenda abortion for years. And now this budget is not only the Hyde Amendment, but we'll go over all the radical things they're trying to do to pay for the killing of innocent babies.
Yeah, the Hyde Amendment prohibits federal funding from being used to fund abortions through Medicaid, and it has been renewed each year by a bipartisan members of Congress and presidents. And it's gone into renewal every single year. So this has been a bipartisan support. Now what you see is the Biden administration and the Democrats leading in the House are wanting to literally wipe out the Hyde Amendment. Never has happened before in 40 years, four decades.
And granted, this Hyde Amendment has saved approximately 2.2 million children.
Yeah, it was originally passed in 1976, 3 years after the Supreme Court ultimately issued the terrible Roe v. Wade decision. The Hyde Amendment did not take place until 1980 when the Supreme Court ruled that it was constitutional. It got challenged and the Supreme Court upheld it. So from 1980, it's been in effect. During those years, you know, it has literally increased many lives who otherwise would have been killed through abortion.
And the majority of taxpayers do not want to fund abortions, bottom line.
No, they don't. And so what this would do is literally open up federal funding for the first time in four-plus decades across the country.
Our taxpayer dollars will be going to fund abortions.
The killing of innocent children. You know, killing children is not medical care. It's not necessary medical
care. It's murder, human genocide.
In addition to this, it also removes the Dornan Amendment, which prevents appropriated funds, federal or D.C. revenues, from being used to pay for abortion in the District of Columbia. Without this protection, D.C. taxpayers could be forced to pay for an estimated 1,400 to 1,500 abortions a year.
Mm-hmm.
So it wipes that out as well.
It also removes the Adderholt Amendment, which prevents the FDA from approving the creation or genetic modification of human embryos. That's basically Frankenstein experiments.
Yeah, and you know, we've seen those kinds of things being experimented against with regards to unborn children and body parts, mm-hmm. Where you know, even Fauci has funded some of this research to take human embryos and ultimately implant some of those on mice to grow hair.
They're scalps.
They're trying to grow scalps, and they're trying to say, well, this is necessary. They're literally harvesting baby body parts, and it was being funded by Fauci mm-hmm. to ultimately experiment on how to grow hair on mice.
These are babies. They're babies.
And it's worse than that, because we have the case of Sandra Merritt, where Sandra Merritt, David Leiden, and we represent Sandra, revealed what was happening in these Planned Parenthood and other abortion clinics, where they're intentionally altering the abortion procedure, bringing the baby out feet first alive in some of those cases, and then harvesting their organs, crushing above and crushing below the thorax, and then removing intact hearts, lungs, liver, kidneys, and then eventually removing the brain, and the more intact they can remove that brain or any other body part, the higher the price that they can get. And they don't inject poisons to kill the baby beforehand, because the researchers want mm-hmm. these tissue without these other injections or toxins in the body.
And, you know, during the civil trial, we had a scientist testify that those babies had to be alive when those beating hearts were taken out. Alive.
Yeah, it's astounding. And all of this would be opened up under this new budget proposal. The longstanding HIV, notwithstanding provision, is altered, allowing more funding for contraception, including abortifacients, which are abortion-inducing drugs and devices. Funding for Title X family planning programs would be increased by $340 million from its current, which it shouldn't have at all, $286 million. That allows grantees to be collected with abortion clinics and requires referral to abortion. Funding for international population control programs would be increased $583 million from $575 million. Which is the funding stream for foreign organizations and domestically based organizations that also promote and even provide or perform abortion internationally. Now, under the Trump administration, a lot of those referrals were stopped.
Right.
And if you're going to get these funds, it's only for other kinds of non-abortion related activities or certainly not referring to abortion. All this would be opened up again. It also funds the international population control programs. It funds funding protections would be removed for the United Nations Population Fund. And, you know, the United Nations had been funding China's one child per family policy.
Right. We've also got permanent tax credits in the American Rescue Plan Act that provide subsidies for plans that cover elective abortion. So you think about nonprofits, Christian organizations, those who have said, we don't want to provide abortifacients, we don't want to provide elective abortion. So they're going to be forced.
Yeah. And this is just sickening. I mean, this 2022 proposed budget that is in the Senate right now, it needs to ultimately end, or that will be moving through Congress, I should say. It needs to literally be stripped away from all of these abortion funding mechanisms that the Biden administration is pushing.
And, you know, I mentioned earlier, you know, Kamala Harris, Xavier Becerra are part of this pro-abortion radical agenda. Two of them obviously were involved in the Sandra Merritt case. Kamala Harris was the one that brought together and had this meeting and quickly raided David DeLine's apartment of his computers.
So that she could stop him from releasing more videos.
Right. The videos that revealed the truth about what Planned Parenthood is doing.
And the affidavits that she used to ultimately get the search warrant to do that were bogus.
Right.
In fact, we found that out during discovery in our case defending Sandra in both the civil and criminal case. The so-called investigator that she had used had never done investigation along these lines and never asked the people where these conversations occurred. And, for example, if they're public conversations where somebody could hear those conversations, or if you're doing the recording because you anticipate or think that there's illegal activity going on, all of those are permissible under California law, for example. So one of the conversations that was recorded that this investigator used as an affidavit was somebody who got their conversation recorded in an elevator with other people who were not part of the conversation, present in the elevator. Obviously, you're not going to continue talking in an elevator with people you don't want to hear unless you really don't care that it becomes public knowledge. And he never asked the question, where did this video recording ever occur? He could have never used that. So Harris began the process.
But remember in 2015 when she began the process, she received thousands of dollars from Planned Parenthood. And Becerra has also received thousands of dollars from Planned Parenthood.
And so Becerra
followed
took her
money.
Place
yeah.
after she became a senator. And then he got thousands of dollars. And he stood in front of a sign, it was behind him, that said, I stand with Planned Parenthood at a press conference. Mm-hmm. During the litigation of the case that we're defending Sandra Merritt.
Follow the money.
So here's two things. One, we obviously need to pray and we need to act to stop this particular proposed budget. Number two, we need to stop the so-called Equality Act, because the Equality Act, H.R. 5, is sitting in the Senate. There's 49 co-sponsors. It not only is an LGBTQ bill, it not only revokes religious freedom, but it pushes abortion. So all of this pro-abortion agenda literally would be superimposed across the country All state pro-life restrictions and laws would be overridden. Abortion would be legal from conception, fertilization, until birth. And funding would be required as well, both federal funding, state funding, as well as private insurance funding. Hobby Lobby would lose again under that particular scenario, or it won before. It would lose under this. Little Sisters of the Poor won using the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, would lose under this because RFRA is revoked. Go to lc.org/HR5, lc.org/HR5. Send faxes, sign the petition, and call the senators to stop H.R. 5, the so-called Equality Act.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776.